Our dua for this morning is from Surah A'raf. That's the 7th Surah of the Quran Kareem, the 23rd verse. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have wronged our souls, and if you do not forgive us and grant us mercy, we shall certainly be among the losers. This was a dua that was taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and this was a dua that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam recited that resulted in him being forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for eating from the forbidden tree. And it's a famous Quranic supplication for forgiveness, one that we should memorize and recite on a regular basis. We acknowledge first up in the supplication that our Allah, we have wronged our souls. We have wronged our souls. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And if Allah, you do not forgive us, وَتَرْحَمْنَا, and grant us mercy, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. In other words, oh Allah, if you do not answer the door of repentance and tawbah when we knock on it, even though we are weak, even though we are likely to go back to that sin, even though we have knocked on this very door many times in the past, if you turn us away, there's no one else that we can turn to. We will indeed then be from amongst the losers. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves this kind of an admission, this kind of submission. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. آمين يا رب العالمين.